It's the morning show at East Coast FM. Now, we spoke to this guy before, a Wicklow man. He's hitchhiking to Australia in aid of suicide prevention charities to show even when the odds are against you, you can find a way. Andy Howard set off on his epic trek across the world with no money. Do you remember that? He was going with no money and we said, he won't get far with that. The clothes on his back and a rucksack earlier this month or so. Was it November or so? But anyway, he was telling us about it and he was off there, but he's reached India and Andy is on the line. Hi Andy.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning to you. How did you get to where you are in India?
Oh, it's been a long old trek, but just from, again, the kindness of strangers. Oh, everyone has just been so helpful. Everyone that I've met has kind of just kept me pushing away and kept going. So already started off in on the 14th of January, and I'm already in Goa in India.
Right, because you were telling us you were going to start off from Hemel Hempstead in England. And
in the UK.
Yeah, which north of London there. You were sort of going off with no money, etc. So what were the highlights of your journey from Hemel Hempstead over to Goa?
Oh, I have so much highlights. Again, I'm documenting everything on YouTube. So if anyone does want to have a look and see everything that I've been through already, the YouTube channel is The Great Life Project. But just people have been so, so nice. And it kind of gets a small bit overwhelming, the sheer kindness that people do have for even just giving me a place to stay. And then on top of that, feeding me, and then they might have an uncle or someone that they know going to another town, or they might buy me a ticket to try get a bus to the next village. And yeah, everyone's just been so, so, so nice.
Brilliant. So let me see, you know, you went across Europe, presumably, and then, you know, you had to go across the Middle East and into India. So what was the route?
Yeah, so the route that I ended up being here at the moment is France. So from France then was Switzerland, Italy, Greece, Turkey, Georgia. I was trying to get through Azerbaijan and then over to Kazakhstan. And then unfortunately I had to get a flight then from Kazakhstan into Delhi. But yeah, that's been the route so far.
Right, and no unfortunate incidents or anything?
Oh, always, nearly every day. But thankfully more good than bad.
That's good. So you are highlighting this, of course, because you were telling us before about your pal, Louis, who had, you know, succumbed, I suppose, to suicide back in 2018.
Yes, that's it. So, again, the reason I started over in England was that's where I was living for the past year. And, yeah, I set myself up extremely well over there. I had myself kind of everything that is seen as a good starting point to settle. And I said to myself, there's something inside me that can't settle at the moment. So what is it that I need to do before I do settle? And I said to myself, if anything is achievable and you can accomplish anything, what would it be? So I really had to sit down with myself and, yeah, I worked it out. And I said to myself, if you can do anything and be anything, wouldn't it be great to be able to help people? And then who do I help? And how can I help? And yeah, all of a sudden then this project came together. So I gave myself 2 months and then I shut off.
Very good. Well, the best of luck. How long is this going to take you to get to Australia?
It's been strange, like, because I gave myself a year and a half, and it's been nowhere like that now. It's only been, what, nearly three, four months, and I'm just over halfway. So, yeah, it'll probably be another 3 months, I'd say, before I reach Australia. But again, I'm not really thinking that far ahead. With the project that itself, it's taking it step by step. So at the moment, I just got to go with today. So I'm trying to figure out then where I need to be able to try to get to. And obviously there's a big distance from where I am to Australia. So again, it's breaking it all down. So it's kind of like, where do I need to be tomorrow? And how can I break it down into those small steps to keep moving forward?
Now, I know you're keeping everybody up to date there on YouTube, but I suppose it's hi to everybody who knows you around Dunlavin.
Yeah, exactly. Hello to everyone in Wicklow. It's been strange because when you're kind of on your own, you kind of only make the connections to who you are in the present, and it's kind of, you do forget that people are watching, and you do have so many people listening and interacting. that you just kind of forget that there is so much support out there. So thanks to everyone that's been watching so far and supporting me, and again supporting those charities. So again, I'm trying to raise £100,000 for three charities, and that's all through the GoFundMe then as well. So 100% of all the donations in the GoFundMe go to those three charities, which are Samaritans Ireland, Samaritans UK, and Beyond Blue in Australia. So if anyone is interested in donating, it's just Seeking Humankind on GoFundMe.
Excellent stuff, Andy. You haven't met anybody from Wicklow as you stroll through all these places, have you?
No, surprisingly not, but I have actually met quite a lot of Irish. There's been a couple of times where I wouldn't have any food to eat or a place to stay. And there was one time in where was it? It wasn't Rome. It was somewhere in Italy. And this girl had a really nice cake, and I didn't know what the cake was. And I was trying to work on a video in the coffee shop, and I just asked her, I said, sorry, I'm really interested in that really nice cake that you have. And turns out she was actually from Galway.
Home from home, so Andy, that's it.
Exactly. Like that, she was able to get me a place to stay. And it's just been like that, just curiosity and just keep asking and saying hello. The simple thing of saying hello, you have no idea how powerful that is, and the connections that you can make and how people can help by just saying hello.
Yeah, well, you're making the difference. So well done, Andy. Good to talk to you.
Keep
in touch.
And as I said, if anyone does want to, their links are all there. I update Instagram every day. So if anyone does want to follow the Instagram, it's just AndyHoward213. And I appreciate the interest in the project still.
Not at all. Great stuff. Andy Howard, thank you very much indeed. Andy there on the phone from Goa in India, but originally from Dunlavin. Morning show at East